Cape Talk.
Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Usoku Sibiya, who joins you every day at around about this time to give you some wonderful news coming from our lovely African continent. Usoku, good morning.
Good morning, listeners.
So let's talk about women in social work in Africa.
Yes, I think, you know, it becomes very natural for women to be in social work because women are always considered the nurturers. So in places, for example, in Zimbabwe, you find that many women are now part of a project called the Friendship Bench, whereby they are giving, I'd say, more counseling type of duties for people who have depression, who have mental illness. Now, remember, there's only two psychologists in Zimbabwe for the whole population. And what one of the doctors decided to do was actually create a friendship bench whereby you are able to go to a clinic, go and speak to somebody about what your problem is. And this is usually run by women. So you just get there to a clinic. You speak to an older woman, you know, you talk about your problems. I think it's very natural for many of us to go to an older woman in our community, in our spaces, and just tell them what's going on, whether that be financial stress, relationship stress, emotional stress, or work stress. And this doctor found that this was actually a very good idea because people are so, you know, are so used to just talking to their mothers, to their grandmothers, aunts about their problems that why not make it more accessible for everybody else? Why not make it more formal in terms of that? And what they do is that they provide training for these women who are on these benches just to give a listening ear, you know, so that you make sure that you don't give anybody advice that would be untoward, for example, but you just provide that listening ear. In countries like Kenya, now, just as we finished Breastfeeding Week, these nurses who start campaigns in terms of encouraging women to continue breastfeeding, because what we found as well is that with the adverse of HIV/AIDS, many women stopped breastfeeding their children, and they didn't realize that you should actually still continue, but exclusively without mixing with formula. So if you exclusively breastfeed, it's still safe for the baby. And now you find more and more women are telling other mothers who are in clinics as well in terms of the benefits of breastfeeding a baby, why it's good for them. And basically just, you know, going back to our roots. I think for many of us, especially if you were raised around the rural areas or in the township areas, it was never weird to see a woman breastfeeding their child in a public space. It became weirder as we came into cities, for example, you know. You find that more and more women would be too scared to now do what came natural to them. But now you're finding that it's being encouraged and more people are opening up spaces. I know some areas, for example, in other African countries, you actually find they have feeding rooms for women. I know more than South Africa where you have feeding rooms for women. So if you want to have the chance to go and breastfeed your baby, you are able to do so. And I think this is what we're talking about in terms of making it women become more socially aware of themselves. They know the natural rights to doing some things and giving them the space to do that.
Yeah. So good. Nonetheless, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this Friday morning. Listen, how did you celebrate? Very, very quickly, how did you celebrate yesterday?
I went to a concert that was by all women artists. So Zonke, Lady Zama, Mafiki Zola, well, there's a man there, Shoma Jozi.
There's a man in Mafiki Zola, yes. So, bye-bye. I'm running out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll chat again next week. Usoku Sibiya, the editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.